Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. I'm really excited to have Alex Adelman on the line right now. He's the CEO and co-founder of Lolli. Lolli lets you earn free Bitcoin when you shop online. And, you know, a great thing about Alex and what I want to pick his brain on is he is an e-commerce guy, and I want to know his views of the future of e-commerce. But before we get into that, Alex, let's just start with, you know, your background as an entrepreneur.
Cool. Thanks for having me. So I've been starting companies since I was about 12 years old. I started building video games when I was about 12. Fast forward a little bit after selling video games to my friends for $5 or so, started building websites. After websites, started building bigger back-end platforms, did that through college. About 6 years ago, I started a company called Cosmic, and our goal was to connect the world of commerce through an e-commerce gateway that let retailers sell their products anywhere and let consumers buy products anywhere. So we built that over about 4.5 years, sold it to our biggest customer, Pop Sugar, and then sold it again about a year in to eBay. And then after parting ways with eBay, took some time off and came to starting a new company with the same team with a similar vision, and that company is called Lolli.
Now that's great. Let's kind of hang on to the idea of e-commerce and what you saw, because it sounds to me like right now, I mean, depending on who you talk to, e-commerce can be like the Wild West, right? Everybody is looking for eyeballs. Everybody's looking for a new way to sell, to earn, right? What are your kind of thoughts just on e-commerce right now in that space?
Yeah, so I think it's really exciting. I've been in it for a while, and I think that it's fascinating what, just as a whole, the internet has done to connect us all through social channels. Everyone is connected through some sort of social channel, and there's something really cool to know that I can connect with a friend in China, in Japan, in Sweden, and having that sort of connectivity is a really cool feeling. And I think where media starts and social starts, I think commerce comes in shortly afterwards. And it serves as this connective tissue where if we can talk to somebody and we can sell things to people and we can buy things from other people, I think that's a better world. I think it's the start of like understanding each other through commerce. So a lot of my a lot of my excitement around commerce is about the connectivity that it offers people mm-hmm. to anywhere in the world to connect.
That's great. Let's talk about, you know, what you're doing now with Lolli. Tell me a little bit more about the company, your vision for that, what that looks like going forward.
Yeah, so my last company was acquired by eBay, and I think eBay built a really interesting business around giving people cash back when they shop online at their favorite retailers. And I got to know that business really, really well. And after parting ways with them, I was starting to think about, like, the problem of not everybody having access to Bitcoin. I think that it's very difficult to understand. First of all, it seems just very difficult. And I wouldn't share it with my mom, my sister, my friends from back home, my dad. I think that like the world needs is like one currency and one sort of store of value for everybody that everybody can equally value. And so our goal was, how do we give Bitcoin to everybody and make it super accessible and really, really easy for everybody to understand? So I very much look at what Lolli's doing as it's very much a rewards company, but even more so it's a crypto education company, giving everybody the ability to earn free Bitcoin when they shop online.
Wow, that's great. And I kind of get it. So you took and you had a transition point. Like, I'm just thinking about your career overall. So you started, you know, with video games and other things with friends, and then you kind of noticed the need in e-commerce. You got really good at the Ebate or the rebate type model, and it seems to me like this is a pretty natural transition for you in terms of e-commerce, and especially when you have a lot of your same team. Talk to me a little, I mean, to be able to maintain a team, by the way, over multiple, you know, exiting of companies is not easy. I'd like to know a little bit more about, you know, your leadership style, your team. Like, how are you doing that?
So I love my team. Special shout out to all of them. It feels good to be building something. I feel like it's a natural extension from what we were building with Cosmic and how it's transitioned into Lolly. It doesn't seem like, you know, as we're not like, you know, getting to know each other. We already know each other, like just about everything about each other. And so we know everyone's working styles. We know, you know, how we work well together. And so I think it's, I think like when I look back at all the, you know, 100-hour weeks and how difficult it is to just create anything, you look back at all the time and I think that you really have to value the people and the relationships more than anything. And that's how you get through any of the difficulties. So, I think like my leadership style, is really around like empowering people and letting, like identifying people that can work autonomously, that can take ownership. I'm the furthest thing from a micromanager. I just want good people, smart people, that can figure out problems and work really well together and are extremely self-aware and that have this like endless curiosity to be better or to, contribute more to the team. So I think we've always had like a really, really strong, culture. And I just wanted to recreate that with Lolly.
Oh, that's great, Alex. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to hearing a lot more from you in the future. You're already doing great work. I think you're going to do great with Lolly. I mean, you got a solid team. You've been working with for a long time. Where can people reach you? How can they find you if they want to know more about Lolly or anything else you're working on?
Yeah, so you can visit us at lolly.com, lolli.com. And we're all across social media. We're constantly looking for ways to save people money, give people more Bitcoin. And if you don't have Bitcoin, I think Lolly is the best place to start to get free Bitcoin before you think about investing.
All right. Well, hey, Alex, really appreciate your time today, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Adam. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.